WNRN is supported by SevillePodcast.com and by Songs, Inc. Videos from this interview are available at youtube.com/WNRN Radio.
In the studio with me this morning is PJ Pacifico. Good morning.
Good morning. How you doing, darling?
I'm doing all right. How are you?
Fantastic. Not a bad start to a little murky day, but we're going to tune it up a little bit with some tunes.
Excellent. Yeah, we've got Ida happening out there outside of our windows, the remnants thereof.
Right.
So, well, let's talk a little bit about, you know, you and where you've come from and about this new album called Always and Everywhere. This came out this year. And how many albums prior to this do you have?
This is my sophomore release on Viper Records, so one before this called Well I'll Be, which came out in 2006. And this one, Always and Everywhere, just came out in July, and it's getting some good radio play, thanks to people like yourself. And I'm out on the road, right in the middle of a month tour, and playing at Bel Rio in town tonight in Charlottesville. So I'm psyched to be here. It's like to support the record, and you know, it's tough on the road, but I love it to death. It's different by yourself, you know. I've toured with my old band for years, but I've been a solo artist for a few now. And
what was your old band?
Old band was a band called Sunflower. That was a college East Coast band. We toured the East Coast for about 7 years and did a couple overseas stints entertaining the troops and released a couple records, and that kind of fizzled. And I just kept writing and eventually got picked up by Viper Records out of New York City and released Well I'll Be, and here I am with Always and Everywhere, and I'm really psyched to be here.
Well, we're glad you're here. PJ Pacifico is my guest this morning. He is playing at Bel Rio tonight right here in Charlottesville. Well, how about a tune from us to help start us off?
Yeah, sure. This one is the first single, whatever that means anymore. it's called Jackbone. It was written out in Vail, Colorado. I got snowed in for a couple days, and my guitar was staring at me, so I wrote this one. Vail, Colorado isn't a bad place to get snowed in, though. Since touching down at DIA, I didn't want to go after for sure days. Forest Drive kept me alive, and 4 days quickly turned into 5. I didn't fly home with the other guys. I'm on my extended vacay. I ain't got Jack Bone going on at home, so I think I'll stay. Checked on later flights, if that's okay. Just my guitar, you and me, and extra days. Comfort factor is blowing me away, thanks to the snow back home at JFK. I'm on my extended vacay. Ain't got Jack Bone going on at home, so I think I'll stay. Made right out of plans gone, as I tipped my hat and thanked nature's mom. The sun this morning burned away the storm. My bag's unpacked and my coffee's warm. I'll get back home one of these days. For now I'll veg and just not shave. Feels so good to stay away. What's on tap for lunch on the 6th day of my own little extended vacay? Ain't got Jack Bone going on at home, so I think I'll stay. I'm on My little extended vacay ain't got jack bone going on at home, so I think I'll stay. Shrug my shoulders and I move along, making right after first thinking wrong. Drop the wine at just the right time. I got bills on my desk at home, but I can pay them anytime. I'm not afraid of a late fee fine on my own little extended vacay. Ain't got jack bone going on at home, so I think I'll stay. I'm on my little extended vacay. Ain't got jack bone going on at home, so I think I'll stay. And I ain't got jack bone, my guitar.
WNRN. Got some live music going on. PJ Pacifico is here, and we're talking about his new album, Always and Everywhere. And I was reading one of the reviews of your record from, I guess, maybe a homeboy from Connecticut, saying, you know, he lives here, but he's never here. It was kind of cute. So you're based up in Connecticut?
Right. Yeah, I live in Norwalk, Connecticut, born and raised. And I tour a lot. I think that article said I haven't been home in 10 years.
Something like that.
A slight exaggeration. I tour as often as possible. And when I'm home, I have my weekly gigs, my residency gigs, which are great. And I have a full band at home as well, which is like anywhere from a 6-piece to an 8-piece, depending on the gig. But I can't take them on the road. It's way too expensive. So I do the solo acoustic thing on the road mostly. But the band does New York City and Boston and obviously the Connecticut dates. And we've had some good shows. We did the Gathering of the Vibes Festival over the summer and Fairfield Theater. And it's been great. You know, it's doing the solo acoustic gigs are way more intimate, and with the band, obviously, you get to fully rock out at the theaters and stuff like that. But I just did an intimate theater gig back home at Infinity Hall. I opened for Leon Russell, which was an honor, and it was great. It was a sold-out show. It was a great opportunity to play solo acoustic in a theater setting as opposed to a coffee house, which I love, too. You know, I just love to play. I really don't care where I play. And when you're booking yourself, you take any gig you can get, you know. You never say no to anything. So the routing can be a little crazy when you're booking yourself. That's why I called this the Bouncing Around the South Tour, because it started off cool. It went Philadelphia, Cleveland, Chicago, and down south to Nashville, Louisville. Now I'm kind of, if you look at my schedule, I'm like all over the South, just like, you know, a ping pong ball bouncing all around. But I love it, you know. It's a lot of miles on the rent-a-car, but hey, I got to do it. I love to do it, and I'm going to do it.
Well, that's good. I'm just kind of curious, how often do you come down here? Because, I mean, some people, you know, they've got their kind of, they're kind of a regional artist in a particular area, and they don't really get out west, or they don't get to the Midwest, or they don't get to the South often. And sometimes that's can be tough. Once you haven't made the inroads in there, it's hard to kind of keep on going back in those places that aren't as familiar. It's kind of a relentless thing to keep on getting your name out there.
Yeah, I always come down. I come down south the most often, actually. I thrive on playing down south because I find, compared to up in the Northeast, the reception down south is incredible. The way everyone is so into the live music scene down here. Not that the Northeast isn't, and I wouldn't be anything without my Northeast following and support, but it's just, you know, people are quiet down here, and they really listen, and they buy CDs, and they talk to me afterwards. It's great. So I started touring the South back in 2006, and I haven't stopped. I haven't gotten west yet, But I make the southern run probably twice a year, always in the spring and always in the fall, sometimes in between too. But I'm starting to grow down here better than back home in some spots, like Atlanta, and I'm doing well in Chicago, even though that's mid-Atlantic, but Atlanta down here, Charleston, I'm doing well. You know, it's slowly, Savannah, I'm starting to get a bit of a base down here, which is the way you do it, you know, grassroots. So I'm going back to the old school.
Well, good. PJ Pacifico is my guest this morning, and he's got a new album, came out this summer, called Always and Everywhere. He's playing Bel Rio tonight right here in Charlottesville. Another tune for us? What are you going to play next?
Sure. This is a tune called Incognito off the new record. It's an apology tune after a night of too many sips. Those days are long gone, thank God. I folded the t-shirt that you sleep in and picked up the bottoms on your side of the bed. Checked my phone and got my coffee alone and had last night stuck inside my head. My fault and your tears on our ear. My timing isn't perfect and my mouth is better off dead. The future is still a mystery, and the two of us will be what we're gonna be. But for now, it's a little space instead. But I want you to know, you'll still be with me if you go, and I'll still be me, just incognito. I'll wait right here and rely on our loving ears. I'll sing it now and remind you of it then, if you come around again. 'Cause this isn't how it ends. I'm not walking out the door, 'cause we've done this before. So maybe it had to happen, 'cause we have more to learn. And you're the one who knew and had faith in me and you. And the night I got your random call is when I knew it all. So I want you to know, you'll still be with me if you go, and I'll still be me, just incognito. I'll wait right here and rely on our loving ears. I'll sing it now and remind you of it then, if you come around again. 'Cause this isn't how it ends. No, 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 no. No, no, no. No, no, no. No, 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 no. No, no. No, no. And now I'm wearing my t-shirt that you sleep in, and for the first time in my life I smell like your side of the bed. So I want you to know, you'll still be in me if you go, and I'll still be me, just incognito. I'll wait right here and rely on our loving ears. I'll sing it now and remind you of it then. So I want you to know, you'll still be with me if you go, and I'll still be me, yeah, just incognito. I'll wait right here and rely on our loving ears. I'll sing it now and remind you of it then. I'll sing it now and remind you of it when you come around again. cause this isn't how it ends. I ain't gonna let it happen again. No, no, no. Please come back to me, my best friend.
WNRN, live music in the WNRN studios this morning with PJ Pacifico. He's got a new album called Always and Everywhere, and he's playing tonight at Bel Rio right here in Charlottesville. This is a pretty lengthy album, 14 songs, most of them you wrote yourself, a couple co-writes, and then a really nice Beatles cover on this album. What's your songwriting process like? You said that you were just, you know, after you finished the first album, you just kept on writing. And, you know, for me, listening to the album, sometimes with an album, it just takes like a drive across town and a drive back and listen to the whole album. Well, this one took longer than that because it just kept on going, which is a good thing, but kind of interesting. I interviewed somebody else recently who was really specifically wanted 10 songs, and actually just the way it turned out, they were kind of short, so it didn't take much at time at all to listen to his CD, and yours, you know, was a, you know, I don't want to say the word hefty, but you know, it's full. It's there. You put a lot of effort into it. How long is it? Is it like, you know, over an hour long?
I think it's between 45 and 55 minutes, somewhere in there. And it's you know, it was going to be originally 12 tunes, 11 tunes, and then I wrote that last song towards the end, and another song called Curtain Call towards the end, and then the Beatles tune. The record label wanted me to do a cover, and I wanted to do a cover as well, but at some of my gigs, when I play like 3 hours, 4 hours, when I have my own night, I have to play a couple covers. And I was doing Hide Your Love Away and Here Comes the Sun by the Beatles, and people were shouting out more Beatles tunes, and I was kind of getting bored of doing those two. I've been doing them for years, so I tried I Want to Hold Your Hand on the spot, and it went over well. And my mom bought me this ukulele last Christmas as a surprise gift. It was one of the best gifts I ever got. So I play it on the couch in my pajamas and when I'm watching football. And to answer your question about writing, that's where I write everything, on the couch. I put, you know, blank piece of paper on the coffee table with hopes of writing something down. It doesn't always happen. You can't force a tune, but I usually noodle around on the guitar and come up with a melody or something and then put it down and come back with it. But I don't know. I mean, the best songs are obviously written in like 10 or 15 minutes, I find. But back to this Beatles tune. I went into the studio with the ukulele. I wanted that vibe. I wanted to bring the couch into the studios, so to speak. So I just said roll tape and put down a ukulele track and then put a little light acoustic track underneath it and just sang it. I brought it down really low to my range and slowed it down, obviously, but made it my own. And I'm driving along a couple weeks ago on this tour, and my rent-a-car came with satellite radio, XM Sirius, and all of a sudden my name pops up on the coffee house station. It was pretty cool. So it's getting a little bit of airplay, and I don't know, you want to hear it?
Well, actually, I want to take a break first,
okay.
and then I want to hear it, and we'll talk a little bit more about the new record. I got PJ Pacifico in here, obviously anxious to play live for you,
yeah.
But we're going to take a break, and we'll be back in just a minute. It is 9:21. My name's Ann Williams. This hour is supported by the X Lounge. It's also made possible by Crutchfield, where you can find a wide selection of digital cameras and camcorders, as well as state-of-the-art home, car, and personal electronics, including the new iPod for stress-free holiday shopping. Crutchfield stores are in the Rio Hill Shopping Center, 29 North Charlottesville, and Harrisonburg in the Cloverleaf Shopping Center, and all the time at crutchfield.com. Also, today's programming supported by Enoteca, an Italian wine and panini bar, your round-trip ticket to Italy. Enoteca features more than 40 wines by the glass and 100 by the bottle, all recommended by a well-trained staff. Their wines are also available for off-premise sales. Enoteca is on Charlottesville's downtown mall at 4th Street and validates for garage parking. Open every day at 3 p.m. And today's programming supported by Heinz Musitronics, now featuring the Heinz Music Academy with accomplished instructors on the piano, violin, and all kinds of guitar, plus banjo, mandolin, and even Chapman stick. Heinz also has practice rooms where you can work on your singing, songwriting, and performance. That's Heinz Mutatronics in the University Shopping Center on Ivy Road, just past Foods of All Nations. Markets at Tiger Fuel, forecast for Central Virginia and the Shenandoah Valley. There is a flood watch in effect for Richmond through tomorrow afternoon, for Lynchburg till late tonight. Lynchburg also has a wind advisory starting at noon today through 6 a.m. tomorrow. Rain today, heavy at times with a high 50 to 55, cooler for the valley. Rain mostly this evening with a low 40 to 45 tonight, and rain likely in the morning tomorrow with a high 50 to 55, again cooler for the valley. It is raining in Central Virginia, 44 in the Valley, 48 in Lynchburg, 51 in Richmond. It's 46 right here in Charlottesville. My guest this morning is PJ Pacifico. He's playing tonight at Bel Rio. Just before we have you play that Beatles tune, because I see you have the Poison ready, is you also did a couple of collaborations, at least maybe one other co-write. How did that work? Obviously, you probably both weren't sitting in your pajamas on the couch while you were writing the song. How did you do the co-write on the album?
With Jackbone?
Yeah.
I wrote Jackbone, and Sean Kelly of the Samples laid down some background vocals. Sean and I started doing some gigs together last year in Connecticut. Long story short, he was playing at a private party next to my hometown, and we met and jammed all night, and he joined me for a series of shows last summer. So we became friends, and that was right when I was recording Jackbone, and it was written in Colorado. It's about Vail, so he's, you know, the Samples were based out of Colorado for a while. So I asked him, and he said, sure. So I dragged him to the studio, and he put down his harmonies in about a half hour. So that is how that came to be.
And then you did some other covers. That's where I guess I'm getting a little turned around here.
Yeah, and This Street was written by a gentleman called Steve Ferenczi, who is from my hometown as well. He was in a band called The Tracks in my hometown that I grew up learning everything from them and watching them and worshiping them. And so I fell in love with the tune when I was like 16. It's about a street called Washington Street in my hometown of Norwalk, Connecticut. And so it means a lot to me, and I asked him if I could cover it, and he said yes. And it's a great tune that is very personal to him and to me and to a lot of people, so I'm honored to be able to record it. And then I also did a tune by Craig Newman, who is one of my best friends in the world, called I Can't Say No. He's a great songwriter and a dear friend, and I loved the tune, and I wanted to switch it up a bit. I'm not afraid of doing other people's tunes I like to do that. I like to do my take on other people's tunes. So two of my good buddies wrote those tunes, and I'm honored to have them on the record, and it's doing well, man. It's on iTunes, and it's on Rhapsody, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, so it's out there.
All right. Well, how about this Beatles tune? I really did like your rendition, so I'm interested to hear it even more stripped down this time.
Cool. Oh, yeah, I tell you something I think you'll understand when I say that something. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. Oh, please say to me, you let me be your man. And please say to me, you let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. When I touch you, I feel happy inside. Such a feeling that my love I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand when I feel that something. You let me hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. When I touch you, I feel happy inside. It's such a feeling that my love I can't hide, I can't hide, I can't hide. Yeah, you got that something I think you'll understand. When I see that something, I wanna hold your hand. Now let me hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand. I wanna hold your hand.
WNRN, PJ Pacifico playing live in the WNRN studios this morning. He's also going to be playing live tonight at Bel Rio right here in Charlottesville. Well, thanks so much for coming in and making this a stop on your, I forget what you called your Southern tour. It was
Bouncing Around the South.
Bouncing Around the South tour. Hope that you come back to Charlottesville again. This is a tune from the new one, Always and Everywhere, called This Street, right here on WNRN.